श्री गणेशाय नमः। ॐ श्री सरस्वत्यै नमः। ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः।
भगवद्गीता यः
यः
पश्यति
पश्यति
स
सपश्यति।
पश्यति यः पश्यति स पश्यति यः पश्यति स पश्यति।
हेलो लिसनर्स, दिस इज रविरंगनाथन वेलकमिंग यू टू द 71st एपिसोड ऑफ भगवद्गीता यः पश्यति स पश्यति। In today's episode, we are going to see chapter 16 titled Daivasura Sambat Vibhaga Yoga. Daiva and Asura refer to divine and demoniac. Sampat means richness, wealth. In Tamil, Sambadhyam means earning or income. Daiva Sambat Vibhaga refers to the richness of divine qualities, and Asura Sambat Vibhaga refers to the richness of demonic qualities. The subject matter of this chapter is good qualities and bad qualities in a person. Good and bad are with respect to realizing inner peace, world peace, and one's own inner self. In the 14th chapter, the three gunas, sattva, rajas, and tamas, were discussed in detail. Bhagavan's advice was to pay attention to the gunas of the prakriti and become a gunatitan, one who has crossed the three gunas and become one with Brahman, the eternal, infinite, pure consciousness. Following the description of the three gunas, Bhagavan explained who is Purushottama, the highest Purusha, the supreme person in this universe. If chapter 14 dealt with Apara Prakriti, the lower nature of the supreme, chapter 15 dealt with the Para Prakriti, the higher nature of the supreme. Obviously, the next question is how to realize that Purushottama. What values one has to live by to attain that Purushottama? Without any prompt from Arjuna, Bhagavan starts this chapter and takes the first three verses to explain 26 divine values, followed by just one verse to describe six demonic values, before devoting the rest of the chapter to explain what he thinks of demoniac pupil and what happens to them. Bhagavan is more concerned about people with demonic values than divine values. He blasts those of demoniac nature and shows his ferocious analysis of the materialistic culture. Why such a detailed exposition about demoniacs? In the previous chapter 15, Bhagavan indicated that beings are stuck in samsara due to their own karmas. Adarsha Moolanyanu Santadani Karmanu Bandini Manushya Loke. Below in the world of humans stretch forth the roots, binding in action and reactions. Our karmas, that is our vasanas, are binding us and holding us to this samsara strongly. When our vasanas manifest, they are subject to the three gunas of the prakriti and turn into Daiva gunas, Asura and Rakshasa gunas. That is, turn into divine and demonic values. In chapter 9, while talking about those who disregard him when he takes avatars, not knowing his higher being as the great lord of all beings, Bhagavan said, Mogasha moha karmanaha moha jnana vichetasaha rakshasim asurim chaiva prakriti mohini srataha. Of vain hopes, of vain actions, of vain knowledge and senseless, devoid of discrimination, they truly are possessed of the delusive nature of Rakshasas and Asuras. So, there are three types of Prakritis. Daiviga Prakriti, Rakshasa Prakriti and Asura Prakriti. This chapter explains the nature of these people. What is the difference between an Asura and Rakshasa? Asuras take all your stuff and leave you alive. Rakshasas kill you and take all your stuff. In this chapter, Bhagavan combines these two into one and calls them Asuri. Even though written more than 5000 years ago, it looks like Bhagavan is directly talking to us about our behavior. We will be confused as to whether Bhagavan is talking about what is happening in his time or what is happening in our time. For ease of understanding, I divide this chapter into three segments. In segment 1, covering the first 5 verses, Bhagavan gives a quick list of the various qualities born of divine nature and the qualities born of demonic nature, and which is fit for liberation, and assures Arjuna that he is born with the divine qualities. If you were wondering that there are only 6 values listed for the demoniac nature and 26 for the divine state, Bhagavan starts the transition for a more detailed description of demoniac people. Segment 2 covers verses 6 through 20. In verses 6 through 9, he explains the philosophy of demoniac people. Next, in verses 10 through 12, explains their emotional mind and what their resolve is. What happens if they succeed in their resolve is explained in verses 13 through 18. Finally, verses 19 and 20 explain what is the future for those with such demonic values. In the final segment 3, covering the last 4 verses, Bhagavan concludes the chapter explaining the 3 things that take one to hell and the need to abandon them, and also to take Shastras as authority. Let us now get into the details. What are the 26 divine values? Abhayam sattva samshuddhihi, jnana yoga vyavasthitihi, danam tamascha yajnascha, swadhyaya stapa arjavam, ahimsa satyam akrodaha, tyaha shantir apaishunam, daya bhuteshva aloluptam, mardavam hrir achapalam, tejashamadriti shaucham, adroho nati manitam, bhavanti sampadam devim, abhijadasya bharata. அஞ்சாமை உள்ள தூய்மை ஞான யோகத்தில் நிலைப்பு, தானம் புலனடக்கம் வேள்வி, சாஸ்திர படிப்பு தவம் நேர்மை, கெடுதின்மை சத்தியம் சினமின்மை தியாகம் அமைதி புறங்கூறாமை, கருணை உயிர்களிடம் பேராசையின்மை மென்மை ஞானம் சலனமின்மை பேரொளி பொறுமை மனவுறுதி தூய்மை வஞ்சகம் இன்மை செருக்கின்மை தெய்வீக சம்பத் பிறப்பு பெற்றவன் இயல்பாகின்றன பாரத. ஃபியர்லெஸ்னஸ் பியூரிட்டி ஆஃப் ஹார்ட் ஸ்டெட்ஃபாஸ்ட்னஸ் இன் த யோகா ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் ஆம்ஸ் கிவிங் கண்ட்ரோல் ஆஃப் த சென்சஸ் சாக்ரிஃபைஸ் ஸ்டடி ஆஃப் த சாஸ்திராஸ் ஆஸ்டரிட்டி அண்ட் ஸ்ட்ரைட் ஃபார்வர்ட்னஸ் நான் வயலன்ஸ் ட்ரூத் கண்ட்ரோல் ஆஃப் ஆங்கர் ரெனன்சியேஷன் பீஸ்ஃபுல்னஸ் நாட் பேக்பைட்டிங் compassion to all beings, non-covetousness or no temptation, being gentle, shyness or modesty, absence of fickleness, vigor, forgiveness, fortitude, purity, not destroying the trust someone has on you, absence of pride. All these belong to the one born of the divine estate. The first quality listed under divine values is abhayam, fearlessness. Not having fear of anything. There are hundreds of phobias. For anything and everything, there is a phobia name. Fears concerning heights and animals being the most common. There is a fear of phobias itself. Usually, as youth, many are ready to do all risky things. As we grow old, there is some form of fear or other in everyone. Even the fear changes as we grow. What we feared at a young age, we don't fear as we grow. Though not spoken out on a daily basis, there is the fear of death. Having such fears tells us that we all lack the most important divine quality, being fearless. Chapter 11 showed fear in Arjuna, even while seeing the divine form. Fear takes away our peace of mind. There is fear even to understand and follow a spiritual path. This fear is due to the limitation of ourselves in the mind. We are afraid of disease, old age, death. Even while pursuing desires, we have fear. We are afraid of not getting what we want. Many of the divine qualities that we are to follow need fearlessness. The state of fearlessness under all conditions is enlightenment. Recall, bhayam cha abhayam mattayeva. Even fear and fearlessness arise from me, said Bhagavan in chapter 10. And in chapter 12 said, the person from whom the world is not agitated, who is not agitated by the world, who is free from joy, envy, fear and anxiety, that person is dear to me. When a person takes to sannyasa, the sankalpa taken is, Let me not give fear to any creature. I will not give fear to anyone. Seeing one in all and all in one is the only way to lose all fears. Second, Sattva Sam Shuddhir, having purity of heart. It is being straightforward and being transparent. It is having purity in thoughts and in actions. It is living over the differences and not immersed in differences. We should not be afraid to face consequences of being transparent. Third, Jnana Yoga Vivasthitihi, steadfastness in Jnanam and Yoga. Jnanam is getting the knowledge about the real meaning of I. Yogam is realizing what is understood as the real I through self-control and meditation. Jnana Yoga is knowing and being. Fourth, Dana in general is charity and in specific is sharing food. It is giving something we have to someone who does not have it. After giving, only when you really think it is not yours, it is considered as dana, as charity. Removing the idea that it is mine and having the idea it is yours is charity. After giving a charity, demanding recognition or favors like admission in college is not a gift or charity. The charities we give falls under sattvic, rajasic and tamasic categories. Fifth, Dhamaha is control of the senses. Control the senses by selecting as well as limiting the intake through the five senses. First, do not allow all sense objects to enter you. Select based on the quality, purpose and its usefulness to realize the inner self. Even those that you allow, limit its quantity. Control of the mind is listed separately. Sixth, Yajnaha, sacrifices, fire rituals, pujas and worship. In chapter 4, Bhagavan explained how every action of ours has to be treated as a yajna, as a sacrifice. If an action does not take us closer to our true inner self, then it is not a sacrifice. Seventh, Swadhyayaha is study of sastras, the scriptures, and contemplating on its meaning. Bhagavan concludes this chapter telling Arjuna that taking the guidance of sastras, he should know what to do and what not to do. So, knowing in an unbiased manner the right from wrong is a very important value. Eighth is tapas. It is severe austerity. Living a highly disciplined life is tapas. Six types of austerities will be discussed in chapter 17. Ninth, Arjavam is straightforward. Thoughts, speech and actions all should be in sync, in alignment. This will reduce agitations in the mind. 10th, Ahimsa is non-violence. Do not be violent to any being. It is not just being non-violent in actions, but in thoughts and speech also. Thoughts turn into speech and action. If there is no non-violence in thoughts, there will be no violence in speech and actions. 11th, Satyam is truth. Do not tell a lie. Don't mix the truth with lies. In court, irrespective of whether your words reveal something unknown or not, you tell what you know as it is. 12th, Akrodaha is the absence of anger. It is not just self-control of anger. It is not even having the seed of anger in the mind. Anger takes away the inner peace. In the beginning, have self-control to situations that can bring out anger. Having self-control is not allowing inside anger to rise up and come out. Akrodaha is not having that anger even in thought. After practice, it should be your nature. Subsequently, no effort should be needed to control anger because to begin with, it does not rise in the mind at all. 13th, Tyagaha is renunciation. Renounce the likes and dislikes of the results of actions. Renounce the doership and enjoyership. Be a Nitya Sannyasi and continue to perform your duties. Difference between Tyaga and Sannyasam will be addressed in chapter 18. 14th, Shanti is peace in mind. The number of thoughts, the quality and the direction of thoughts decides peace in the same mind that brings out those thoughts. Have self-control of what kinds of thoughts arise in the mind by reducing the number of thoughts having the quality of thoughts to be divine and directing all thoughts towards your inner self. All these help in bringing peace to the mind. 15th, apaishunam is not backbiting, absence of malicious talk. Adi Shankara says, it is with glee and happiness some tell shortcomings of a person to some other people. Rumor mongering is not a divine quality. Pointing the shortcomings directly face to face comes later as a demonic value that will come under bullying. The divine value is not to defame others. Do not keep complaining about others. Do not get involved in unnecessary talk. Do not spread rumors. It is far easier to believe that someone has committed a mistake than they have done something good. Do not fall victim to that. The expression is stand in another person's shoes to understand the situation or the circumstance. 16th is Daya Bhuteshu. It is compassion for all beings. Express compassion for all, especially for those who suffer. In addition to not having violence in thoughts, speech, and actions, be proactive and show compassion to all beings. The first divine value in the second verse is Ahimsa, showing non-violence in thoughts, speech, and actions. Daya Bhuteshu is, in addition to not having violence in thoughts, speech, and actions, be proactive and show compassion to all beings. 17th, Alolupthvam is non-covetousness, having no temptation. It is the satisfaction in the mind that I don't need the object. It is not acquiring things that are not needed beyond the basic needs. It is the attitude that though there are many objects for enjoyment, I don't need them to be happy. It is not to have temptation. The sense object is there in front of you, and yet you have the complete satisfaction in mind that you don't need it. It is not allowing an object to give you psychological pain. Stomach is sending the signal that it is full. Tongue says, I want to taste two more sweets. We fall for the tongue and eat more. Do not waste all your body energy in consuming. Keep the energy for the brain to study and contemplate. 18th, Mardavam is being gentle and soft to all. Be soft to your own mind. Do not agitate your mind. If it does, do not allow that agitation in your mind to agitate others. This is a very good quality for customer service. In chapter 6, Bhagavan said, make your mind your own friend. 19th, Hriri is shyness, modesty, shame. Showing off your macho-ness everywhere is not a divine quality. You should show shyness, modesty where it is needed. You should show modesty in situations that demand you to show modesty. We should feel ashamed when our actions are not worthy of our divinity. Who wouldn't want to know who they really are? Therefore, wasting all our time and effort in worldly affairs instead of making an effort for self-realization is worthy of feeling ashamed. 20th, Achapalam is the absence of fickle-mindedness. Do not have a mind that is swinging like a pendulum. A fickle mind is an agitated mind and will not have peace. We can extend this to the body level. Do not have a body that keeps shaking. Reduce the shaking of the body to reduce the agitations in the mind and vice versa. 21st, Tejaha is vigor, being strong, having good health. It is also said, the attitude of wanting to do good, to do dharma is Tejaha. Some have translated Tejaha as courage. Be courageous under all circumstances. Do not have fear. But Abhayam, fearlessness, is already covered as the first divine quality. 22nd, Shama is forgiveness, having patience. It is not enough to not get angry. You should also forgive. Forgiveness comes from having patience. There is no need to rush to judgment and get angry. Be patient. The 12th value was Akrodaha, which is self-control of an anger that is trying to rise up. Here Shama is not having any anger at all. 23rd, Dhritihi is fortitude, willpower. It is endurance, not to give up because of difficulties. Persist in spite of tiredness of the body and the mind. 24th, Shaucham is purity. Purity outside and purity inside. No deception in mind and in actions. 25th, Adrohaha is not destroying the trust someone has on you. It is not cheating, not disappointing others. Some interpret it as absence of hatred. Absence of hatred towards oneself, towards others, objects and animals. Hatred leads to actions that we come to regret later. One may take the law into their own hands and suffer later. It destroys good relationships. It destroys friendships. Even after the person with whom there is hate is dead and gone, hate still remains in the mind, causing suffering and pain. So, do not hate anyone. Finally, 26th, Na Atimanita is absence of pride. Atimanita is pride. It is having a very high value of ourself. There is a very high association with one's own body, mind, intellect, ego. It is thoughts of disproportionate high value on one's own self and low value of others. There is a complete lack of humility. The person looks for and demands constant glorification. Na Atimanita is opposite of such behaviors. You may wonder that Bhagavan has thrown 26 random values as divine values, and what really is the idea behind these other than what the values themselves stand for. These values can be seen at the physical, emotional and intellectual levels. Many fit at more than one level. For example, truth, study of shastras and steadfastness in the yoga of knowledge, absence of pride is all for the intellect. Purity is at the mind and body level. Non-violence and control of anger is at the thought, speech and action level. Divine values have to be practiced at the body, mind, intellect levels. Such practices take you beyond the three gunas to the supreme divine, and hence they are divine values. There is also an important battlefield context for all these divine values along with the demonic values which Bhagavan is going to talk about. The battlefield context will be covered as part of chapter appreciation. Bhagavan allocates the next verse to describe the six demonic values. Dambo darpo bimanascham krodaha parushishyam evacham anyanam chabijatasyam partha sampadam asurim. வெளிவேஷம், அகந்தை, தற்பருமை, மேலும் கோபம், கடுந்தன்மை இவையும் அஞ்ஞானமும் பிறந்தவனுக்கு பார்த்தா சொத்து அசுரத்தனம். Pretentiousness, arrogance, self-conceit, anger and harshness and ignorance belong to one who is born of the demoniac nature. First, Dambaha is pretentiousness, hypocrisy. It can be considered as the opposite of Satyam, truth. This is showing off what one does not have. This is wanting to show off more than what the demonic have or not show what they really believe in. It is hiding your nature. The show off can be in secular or religious domains. Outwardly show positive values or values people expect from you and inside have beliefs that are opposite. For example, some do not believe in religion but externally behave as a religious person to get, say, votes, or they believe in religion but externally behave the other way. In this, there is a deviation between thoughts and actions. It is hypocrisy. Essentially, there is a lack of truth. Also, showing off what one has or showing off what one has done to others is to get praise. It can be wealth, education, power, position. From such a behavior, they seek praise from others. 2. Darpa is arrogance or pride. They are always boastful of what they have, tangible and intangible things. It can be due to education, power, wealth, status, people who are behind them, or a high value about themselves. A Damba will be boastful of wealth he or she does not have, whereas Darpa is one who has pride in the wealth he or she has. There is arrogance in their attitude. 3. Abhimanaha is self-conceit. It is opposite of shyness, modesty. It is an excessive opinion about oneself. It is egocentric. It is vanity. One's own self-interest is of paramount importance to such people. This person expects people to behave in a certain way that reflects high opinion about them. Otherwise, this person gets insulted. Anything and everything, they will bring it back to talking about themselves. 4. Krodaha is anger. It is opposite of the divine value, akrodaha, absence of anger. Anger has been discussed in many verses in earlier chapters. For example, Krodad bhavati sammohaha, sammoha smriti vibramaha, smriti bramsat buddhinaso, buddhinasat pranashyati. From anger arises total delusion, leading to loss of memory, and in turn leads to destruction of intelligence, which in turn results in total destruction. Kama yesha krodha yeshaha, rajoguna samudbhavaham, mahashano mahapapma, vidyenamiha vedinam. Desire and anger arises from passionate activities. It is all-devouring and is the greatest sin. In this world, there is so much anger. There is conflict in every part of the world. Anger has been carried on for thousands of years and has penetrated the DNA. Anger arises when a person is denied what he or she thinks is rightfully theirs. It is due to a mismatch between the expectation and the actual experience. Expectation is thought to be the golden reference point and truth. Any experience not matching that expectation is not acceptable to us. When a person thinks the world is not thinking about that person or his or her ideas in the same way as he or she thinks, then the mind is agitated, leading to anger. When anger takes its roots, discrimination is thrown to the wild woods. 5. Parushyam is being rude, belligerent, and bullying. It is opposite of mardavam, gentleness. Making fun of the defects in the body, speech, behavior, race, gender, etc. It is being disrespectful and harsh with words. It is a lack of mercy for others and their situations. It is bullying. Goddess Saraswati, who is in charge of words and knowledge, has no weapons in her hand. She holds a veena. There is only gentleness in her. So, harsh words, curse words are not to be used. Finally, 6. Ajnanam is ignorance. The worst of demonic values is ignorance, and it is not knowing who we really are. All the negative values arise because of ajnanam, ignorance. It is the opposite of jnana yoga vyavasthitihi, steadfastness in the yoga of knowledge. It is not ignorance of secular knowledge that is pointed out here. It is spiritual ignorance. It is the lack of discriminating ability between righteous and unrighteous, between real and unreal, between Kshetra and Kshetrajna, between Purusha and Prakriti. There is ignorance in knowing what is eternal and what is not. Ajnana, ignorance, is considered anadi, beginningless, but it has an end. It vanishes when knowledge comes up. Someone can ask, what is the issue in having these values if it gives the person what they want? What happens to a person with these demonic values or a person with the divine values? Tune into the next episode for answers. Until that time, this is Ravi Ranganathan bidding goodbye. Bhagavad Gita. Yaha Pashyati Sa Pashyati. Yaha Pashyati Sa Pashyati. Yaha Pashyati Sa Pashyati. Om. Om.